Okay, so just as a recall, so we have the question is, which of the four cups need a seva? You did not tie it to the drinking of the wine itself. We're so speculating, perhaps it's like, that's like just a mice of title. So he's going to say, drink a wine, comfortable, all that. They didn't tie it, they didn't say the leaning is on the four cups. But they said the cups are like the machshev, the sipor, and the machshev, the hala. Like the two cups are on basically on the beginning of the Seder and the two cups on the end of the Seder. And the question is the Haseva could be a kiyum in either, in both of those. It could be a kiyum in the Sipur, that the Sipur is like interactive, multimedia, that not only do you do it through speech, but you do it through leaning, right? That through an action of acting out the story, so to speak, the Cheiros. In which case the leaning is a kiyum in the Sipur. It adds a dimension to the Sipur, like an demonstration. Or then you attach the first two cups, and then you say, my dave ave. The third, fourth cup is already over. You're done with that part of the story. You can't make a kiyum in the Sipur once the Sipur is done. Right? Or you say, no, that it's added in the third and fourth cup, you're already doing halal, you're expressing your recognition of what God did for us, so it's a greater expression of halal done so far as you realize the cheras. So by leaning, you're expressing I'm a ben chorin and I'm giving shavah hodah in that spirit, so it's a kiyum in my halal hodah. So in the first two, you're not involved in that. That's what it is. Akatam evodam ayinu kamar. We're still saying evodam ayinu. Because it's the early stage of the Seder, you're not up to expressing halal hodah at that point. Right, so therefore, it's not shayach to say the kiyum halal hodah until you're up to the stage of halal hodah. Right, so that's the question. First two cups kiyum and halal and sipor. Second two cups kiyum and halal hodah. So now the problem is what the mitzvah is doing. So the problem is that so on one side of the Gemara is saying is that you don't lean on the first. On the third, second, on the third and fourth cup, because the leaning is part of Sipur. The leaning is part of Sipur, and Sipur is in the first two cups. And then after the first two cups, Sipur is already done. So you don't lean on the third and fourth cup. You're already done with the Sipur, and the Sipur is part of the leaning is part of the Sipur. So it's too late. Sipur ends basically once you finish the second cup. So Tosos asks, because you already said the gula before the meal. So his kasha is, if you're going to tell me a seba is built in as a component in the sipor, and therefore it only belongs in the first two cups, once you finish the second cup, it's over, and now it's too late, there's no shaykhas to do a seba, but you see matzah has a seba, and matzah takes place also after magid is done, after the first two cups are done, right? It's already after you finished, you've moved on to the meal, but once you're up to the meal, sipur's already over. So doesn't it prove that that's not a problem, that we do sipur even after a seba even after the two cups are over, after sipur's over? So it should be a kasha on the position which maintains that you only do in the first two cups, because that's when you're doing sipur, because of real matzah, right? Matzah is after the sipur, right? That's Tosa's kasha. Okay, so Tosa has three answers. Okay, three answers. So short Tosas, but a lot of answers. So let's read them. The first answer is shiny matzah, shehi ikar seuda yoser miayin. Matzah is different because that's the main part of the meal. More than wine. Okay. Can you understand that? I think this is a good example of a tosis which does not make any sense on plain shot. It just doesn't really answer the question. Who's talking about Icarus? Look, what does it have anything to do with it? He wants to know, why don't you say this Lamaidave, you're already done with the Sipur? He says, oh no, because that's more the main part of the meal than the ayin. Okay. So, my dave ave. Who cares if it's more the main part of the meal? Who's talking about the meal and the main part of the meal and more than the ayin? I mean, the whole thing, it's like, what does that mean? It's more than the ayin?
Contrast to the ayin before the matzah or after?
I guess it's contrast to the ayin after, I would think. because the one before you're already doing it. Or it kind of seems like it touches all the yayin. Whereas yayin itself isn't so much the main part of the meal. So therefore, we only do it on the first two cups because that. But lechem, which is more the main part of the meal, so somehow you could circumvent the problem of my lahavehav. Something like that, right? I mean, that's just on a plain level. It's not really answering the question, but that seems to be like the gist of his answer. Is that when it comes to yayin, which is not so much part of the meal, sort of, but not so much, so then we'll say, oh, my lahavehav. Then that logic kind of makes sense. But when it comes to pas, to matzah, which is the main part of the Suda, more so, then my Dahave Ave isn't going to fly. The type of logic isn't going to fly by that. Second answer, Ve'od, V'yayin, Heisiv Kfar, V'shnikos Rishonim. And also, by Yayin, you already leaned in the first two cups. So you leaned in the first two cups. Now, when it comes to the third and fourth, you say, oh, my Dahave Ave. Right?
Your first time matzah?
But by matzah, this is your first time? This is your first time?
You can't technically say my dahavehave.
Well, the problem is, why not? I mean, still, if the way you explain my dahave is because you already said geula, it's already over. So, fine. So, look, if this isn't the time to lean because my dahavehave, so then don't lean. So, you haven't yet done it on the matzah? Okay. So, you said matzah has to have a seva? If you tell me it's not shaya, it's not shaya. Who cares? That you already lean. Manoshach, is this a time to lean? Is it not a time to lean? If it's a time to lean, then you should do it by the all four cups. If it's not a time to lean, so you shouldn't do it on matzah. Who cares that you already did it by, you know? And not only that, is what about by this logic? So for a matzah, we eat matzah twice. We eat matzah, and then we eat matzah by afikomen. So by this logic, it would seem that you should only lean once by matzah. Because once you lean by one, you can't say that anymore, right? But Tosus, you'll see at the end of Tosus says that when Mashem Baruch Hu Maseba Matzah, Mashem Maseba Matzah, Hinduk Shem Baruch Hu Alchilas Matzah, Uba Afikaman. So you do it twice, both. So if you're telling me that really it's not the time to lean, the only thing is you gotta do it once, so then don't do it twice. Okay? That's like a further question after we understand what he's saying, you know? But it's a funny answer. It sounds like really you shouldn't be doing it, but. You didn't do it yet, so fine. Just do it once. We'll let you go. Let us lie. I mean, we have to understand each answer in its own right, and then hopefully it would be nice if we could kind of get a bigger picture type of thing of to compare and contrast the different answers. There must be different approaches or ways to answer it. How different they are is yet to be determined. Are they three facets to the same idea? Three totally different ideas? Are they arguing? Are they, you know, I don't know. It's hard to know. At this point, I just think methodologically, the way to do it is to try to just understand each one, or any of them, you know, and as you're doing that, hopefully some sort of a compare and contrast will emerge, you know what I mean? But I don't think it's right to define the machlokas or anything, because you don't even understand any of them, you know? So I think you have to kind of pick one which seems to be approachable, see if we gain some sort of... Okay, so those gives the third answer. Third answer is... It says in the Torah that it's zecher lecheros, the matzah. Shelo hisvik petzekam lahach metzad shenigalu. Right, that they didn't let the bread, the dough rise. The matzah is zecher lecheros, and therefore uvalch gadavei lachamoni. And even though it's lachamoni. You should eat the food, the bread, because it's secher for that event. Okay. So how is that answering the question? The problem, because the cups are also cheros. Because the four cups, it can't get arba l'shon negula. It's Rashi, Rashbam, it's open. Right? It's going for l'shon negula, derecheros. What's the idea? The Gemara says also, derecheros. Kolchal, right? Arba kasi tikkun rabban and derecheros. The rabban said for us derecheros. So the matzah is cheres, but what do you mean? But I thought the stagas is also cheres. But yet, you're only doing it for the first two. So it's not really addressing the question. Right? They're cheres. It's not like you're showing me something unique. See, the first two The first two answers are trying to differentiate between the matzah and the dalakosos. The first one is the matzah zeker suda. Second one is the matzah is you didn't do anything yet. But the third answer is saying, oh, because the matzah is cheros, echel cheros. Well, so is the dalakosos. So the dalakosos. But yet, you see my dahavehave. So why don't you say my dahavehave and matzah also? Right? That's a little bit of a problem. One other point that Tosa says, which again, which I just glossed over quickly, but he, like, what's he trying to do here? Even though it's lechamoni, still you should eat derecheres. Right? What's bothering him? What's bothering him? Right? It's, and he just throws it in there. Because his answer now is saying, oh, the reason why you're leaning for matzah is somehow because it's cheros, echel cheros, how can you not lean? He says, echel cheros, it's lachamoni. Lachamoni is a bread like of affliction, a poor man, something like that, right? So it's not really true. So on the one hand, it says it's echer, lo hisbitekam lachmes, which is geula, cheros. But what do you mean? But it's lachamoni. So he says, even though it is lachamoni, still you should eat the dar cheros. So what's his answer? Not really clear what his answer is, right? He's just kind of pushing it through. He says, even though it's Derecheros, don't worry about it. Even though it's Lachamoni, don't worry about it. Still, you should do Derecheros, right? Sounds like he's, asking you to trust him. But it's not really clear how he's answering the question. Like, what was bothering him and what's his answer? You know? But this is also a level two question. I mean, this is like within his third answer, right? So further, it seems to be, it's like, calling his third answer into question. Third answer is matzah you do because lach techeira somehow, and that's his answer. Now, but what about lachamoni? Okay, so he answers it. But I think first we have to figure out what his answer is, and then before we're ready to address that problem. And that's a good question. What's his answer? It says the lacham matzah is more the ikar suda than the ayin. So what does it mean than the ayin? What's the yayin have anything to do with this suda? It's not. He's explaining why you don't do a seba on the third and fourth cup. But those aren't part of the suda either. One's on benching, one's on hollow, which is after the benching. And the first two also aren't really part of the suda. It's just like altogether, what is the suda? Why don't you just say yayin is the ikar suda? And the yayin is, lechem is ikar suda, and yayin is not. Shouldn't you just say that? Like, what does the yayin have to do with the suda? In fact, none of the yayins are really in the suda at all. Right? The first two are before the suda, the last two are after the suda. But if anything, benching is a little bit, but benching is the end of the suda. So what does he mean? Yayin is the ikar suda yoser mi yayin. Right? So just say, yayin is the ikar suda, that should have been it, period. Okay, so let's try to work for tomorrow on the first answer, and then after we get that, we can think about the second answer. After we get that, we can think about the third answer. Okay, but hopefully this should take us to the physical.